Halfway through our conversation this morning in our outdoor living hour with Farmer Greg, talking fruit trees for your home, castle, or cabin, and how to be successful with that. And we've talked about what not to do. We've talked about how to select one. We've talked about varieties that work. Let's get our hands dirty, Greg. Let's get to the digging process. Let's get these in the ground.
Perfect. So we have developed over the past 20 years of educating a really, really good way of making your trees thrive. And it starts with your tree hole. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to pre-dig your tree hole. And this is a hole that is 2 foot wide by 2 foot wide. So it's a square hole and about 12 to 18 inches deep. And it is somewhat dependent on the size of the pot or the tree that you have. So you want to make sure that the tree hole is, you know, at least 50% bigger than the pot that you're working with, or if it's a bare root tree, at least 50% bigger than the root system. Bare root basically means that it comes to us with no dirt around the roots. And it's actually the best way, in my opinion, to plant a tree.
And from what I understand, the way they used to always do it, the potted is a newer, and I say newer, like 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. So basically what's happening is when they harvest a bare root tree, and again, these are your peaches, apples, apricots, plums, nectarines, mulberries, that kind of stuff. When they harvest the tree to move it, they're digging it up out of the ground. And they're digging it up out of the ground when it's dormant. So it's being shipped dormant and it arrives with you dormant. So your job is to get it in the ground while it's dormant. If somebody puts it in a pot and sells it to you 3 months later, once it's budded out, then you take it out of that pot, the soil falls away from the roots, the roots have to get damaged and you have to start over again. So that's why we like bare root trees. You dig your hole 2 foot by 2 foot by 12 to 18 inches deep. And the next thing I want you to do is called a perk test or a percolation test. You're gonna stick a hose in the hole and make sure that it drains out completely within about 24 hours. If it doesn't, you need to dig a bigger hole. Janice, one of the people that works with me, when she did her perk test 48 hours later, the hole hadn't drained. She had a severe caliche, so you got to dig a bigger hole and loosen up that soil so that you get it draining.
On the caliche, would you dig it wider instead of trying to dig down through it?
No, I'd dig down through it if at all possible.
Get past it, okay.
Yeah, if at all possible. You want to break that caliche layer so that it's draining.
I wonder if you could get some kind of auger, a big old industrial concrete drill. I mean, it's a lot easier than trying to dig through caliche.
Yeah. I've used a jackhammer before to plant
trees. There you go. Sometimes you got to.
That's right.
It's
that's
the
what
desert.
It takes. All right. So then what goes in the hole? This is really, really important. You have your square hole. What I want you to do is I want you to save about 40% of the dirt out of that hole. And if you guys have listened to me at all in the past 4 years on Rosie on the House, you know, five components of healthy soil: dirt. If all you have is dirt, good luck growing anything, but you need dirt, airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. So with that in mind, what I want you to do is I want you to save 40% of that dirt out of that hole, put it in a wheelbarrow. And then you take the equivalent of 60%, some kind of planting mix or compost. We've created through tanks down in Tucson, Farmer Greg's planting mix. It's specifically for this. It's organic matter. It's two different kinds of compost. It's perlite and coco peat. And you mix that in the wheelbarrow. So you got that 60-40 mix along with, and we're going with more extreme this year, 2 pounds of azomite. Azomite is a micronutrient fertilizer for your tree. 2 pounds of worm castings. Worm castings are life and micronutrients. And 2 ounces of mycorrhizae. That is soil life. And you mix all of that up in the wheelbarrow. And then you plant the tree on a mound in the center so that the tree comes up in the center on a, you know, kind of up maybe 4 or 5 inches. Because the next thing I want you to do is what we call my 6-6 rule. 6 inches of woody mulch, 6-foot diameter basin. So this is how we address the gravel heat, the dirt heat, the grass. You cut a 6-inch deep, 6-foot diameter disc down into the soil in your space. And then you fill it with woody mulch. And that woody mulch, 6 inches of woody mulch, immediately starts breaking down into incredibly amazing, healthy soil. It's like mind-blowing soil after, you know, 6 or 8 months there. And you're going to, especially in a gravel area, you're going to refresh that mulch probably twice a year. Now, we sell mulch by the bag. You can buy mulch by the truckload and have it delivered from Arizona Worm Farm. Or you can plug into a service called Chip Drop. And you can find them at chipdrop.com. And I recently noticed on chipdrop.com, they have a community board. So if somebody gets a load of woody mulch in your neighborhood and they have too much, you can go, you know, you can coordinate with them to get some. So there's plenty of ways to get woody mulch.
Chip Drop. These are arborists that go out and trim trees, and it may not be residential. They may be, you know, guys clearing trees around power lines. It might be city workers. I mean, it, whatever the case, that costs money for the tree company to go
and dump
take it to the landfill.
Yeah, and there like are $400, $500, $600 a truckload, so you're saving them a lot.
You are, and even if it's one of the landfills that might have a composter next to it and they're pulling it out, they still have to sort it, and they don't. They got to pull out the pond fronds, and there's certain things they won't take. Well, you can just sign up and say, I want a load of chips, and so when you've got an arborist that signed up on Chip Drop, they get done with their workload for the day. They look at Chip Drop, oh, there's Greg's house, he's in, you know, a half a mile away from us, and he wants a load. Instead of having to go all the way down to the landfill, they just come to Greg's house, back up the truck, and you got a nice big pile of mulch. And like you, I didn't know about the new form where you could, Greg could then turn around and post, and hey, I just got a dump truck dumped here, and I only need about half. Anybody else in the neighborhood in need of woody mulch?
Yeah. So what you have to know about Chip Drop, this is really important. You will get up to 30 cubic yards of woody mulch. That is a pile 8 feet wide, 6 feet tall, and 20 feet long. So just know that if you coordinate with Chip Drop, you could get a bunch of woody mulch.
So. And that's not a bad thing if you've got the space for it, because you'll use it eventually, or your neighbors will use it, or whatever the case. Now, and one more thing is, if you needed it today, may not be the right solution. It's just when they're in your area, when their truck is full. And so you might end up on a waiting list. It may take you 6 months. They may be there in 6 hours. You don't know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've signed up for it 4 years ago, and I still haven't got a drop. But I mean, we live in an area where there's there's not a lot of people. But and that's on purpose. We like being rural, so you're at the mercy of the company. You're more condensed in town. You're going to get it serviced a lot quicker. So that's one. You mentioned a lot of soils, the worm casting, the azomite. A lot of that is all sourced locally, and that's one thing we love about Tank's Green Stuff as well. They're local in Tucson. We're not bringing in materials that's being trucked or shipped from, you know, out of state.
Minnesota.
Right.
Minnesota. Yeah. So here's that. I'm glad you brought that point up. It's really important that you get locally sourced materials when at all possible when it comes to soil. First of all, it's expensive to ship. Secondly, if it's coming from Minnesota, it's got microbes from Minnesota. It doesn't have microbes for Phoenix or Arizona. And thirdly, by sourcing it locally, you're supporting a local business, which we need to do that a lot right now. So from many different perspectives, it's important to get local soil.
And then you also talked about the PERC test. They do that when they're for septic systems, and it's just it's a measure of how fast the water drains through your soil. That's important. Right. We were talking caliche. That's a very hard material that's underneath our clays that doesn't allow soil to drain, or the soil to drain. So if you're in that situation and you're putting a bunch of water on it, that water's not going to drain. Even though it looks dry on top, 6 inches down, that water stays in our clay a long time. And if it's just sitting there and the roots can't dry out, you're just going to rot your tree out.
Right. Quickly.
So
yeah, that'll kill a tree within 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
So, yeah, exactly.
So I love the PERC test idea. And it also, it's great if you need to make it wider, it makes your digging easier too.
Yeah, exactly. So then there's shade, and I want to cover this real quickly before we cut into the break. You need to shade that tree. Remember we talked about August, stand out in the yard in an earlier segment. If there are three ways to shade your tree, you can plant a ground cover underneath it. Shading the ground is a huge way to shade the tree. I was out in front the front yard in 2017 in August, and it was 140 degrees at ground level in the dirt in my front yard. And it was 89 degrees underneath the sweet potatoes and cowpeas that I was growing. That's enough to have your tree succeed or fail. Second thing to do is tree wrap or tree paint. And the third thing to do is grow some kind of shade. I call it paid for shade or grown shade. So remember we talked earlier about the mesquite trees, planting some kind of shade trees on the west side of your fruit trees, or put up some kind of tarp cover for the first year or two.
All great.
Really important.
All great ways to do it. And I got a new Gregism for you. You can have when you're talking about the ground cover as a way to shade your tree. Cool roots means happy shoots.
Oh, nice. I like that. I'm going to write that down right now.